What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Journey Promises podcast. I'm Amber, and I'm so excited that you're here again for another episode. We are still going to be talking about our identity in Christ. If you weren't here last week, the last episode was about our identity as God's children. And I came to this realization after I filmed it, where I realized that I wasn't really sure if I fully believed for myself what I was saying. And that was something I really wrestled with. I honestly thought about re-recording a new episode and talking about what I'm going to talk about this week, but doing that last week. But I felt like I wanted to go ahead and just put that one out there because I did feel like that was something that I was learning, and I felt like it was something that God was teaching me. And then this week, I want to really talk about what it means to cling to your identity when you do not believe or you don't feel like that's true about you. How do you cling to your identity? How do you cling to truth and what the Bible says and what God has said about you when your circumstances or your feelings or just whatever is happening in your life isn't making you feel like those things are true? And I think the key word there is feel, when you don't feel like those things are true. And what we have to do is we cannot sit in those feelings. We cannot allow the enemy to convince our minds that we are anything other than what God has said about us. And I'm so guilty of this, first and foremost. I am the queen of letting myself sit in my thoughts and my feelings instead of running to God's word and being like, Lord, this is what I'm feeling. What do you say? And that's something I'm really working on. And it's something that I've been really convicted about recently, of just not running to him with the lies and the insecurities and the attacks on who I am, because I'm his child and he wants to tell me the truth. He wants me to come to him and say, this is how I'm feeling. This is what so-and-so has said. This is what my situation is telling me. Is this right or is this wrong? He wants us to come to him. He wants us to fight back our feelings with truth. In Proverbs 3:3 says to keep mercy and truth close to you. And basically what that means is keeping these on the forefront of your mind, focusing on what God has said rather than what your mind is telling you or what the world is telling you or what your situation is telling you. And so we're just going to talk about some practical things that I feel like I have learned in doing this and just really trying to build up my identity in Christ and really trying to embrace it and believe it and walk in it. So yeah, that's kind of what we're going to be talking about this week. I just want to start out, Proverbs 3 is an amazing place to kind of just hang out for this. I'm going to read it. It says, my child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will provide a long and full life and well-being for you. Do not let mercy and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will make your path straight. There is literally so much that we could unpack just in that, but we're going to really focus on the do not lean on your own understanding and do not let mercy and truth leave you. It's really easy to lean on our own understanding. And sometimes when I hear trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding, I can get kind of discouraged, because I feel like the way that you understand things sometimes is just, it's the only thing you have to lean on. Even just the way we understand his word, if that makes sense. But it says, do not rely on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I think that just is consistently reminding me that, yes, I may understand a situation a certain way, or I may understand who I am or what my identity is a certain way, but if it doesn't align to what scripture says, then it doesn't matter if that's what I've believed my whole life or what I've been told my whole life or the way that I personally understood something. If it contradicts what God says in his word, then it's not true. And he says, do not let truth leave you. And what is truth? Well, John 17:17 says that his word is truth. And so we have to fight back those things with his word. Something that my husband actually told me, Caleb, last week. So just kind of like an example. Last week, I got my podcast out 2 days late because I was really busy. But on top of that, I have just been really tired and really overwhelmed and just a lot of things going on. And so my podcast wasn't ready to go out on Wednesday last week. And I mean, this one, I don't think is going out this Wednesday either. And so I'm probably going to have to walk through this again. But we were in the car and I was just getting really overwhelmed and feeling very ashamed and very unworthy. And I basically looked at him and I was like, I feel like God is frustrated with me because I keep doing all these things and I keep failing and I feel like this and I feel like that. And he looked at me and he was like, is what you're believing about yourself true? And I was like, I don't know. It's how I feel. It's what I understand to be true right now in my circumstance. And he asked me 3 really good questions, and it's something that really stuck with me and I thought about for a long time. And the first one was, does this situation change your identity in Christ? And what I mean by that is, does me not putting out my podcast on Wednesday and it going out on Friday instead change the way that God looks at me? And the answer is no. And then the next one was, does this affect my relationship with Christ? And so am I living in sin? Am I intentionally doing something that is against him or is against what he's asked me to do? And the answer was no. And then the next one was, does this affect my relationship with other people? And once again, the answer was no. And he was like, then what are you worried about? It has not affected your identity in Christ. It's not pulling you away from your relationship with Christ, and it has not affected your relationship with other people. And so these lies that you're believing about yourself, that somebody's angry at you or God's angry at you or you are unworthy or you're undeserving or you're too broken or all of these things that I was believing about myself, he's like, those are all lies from the enemy and you need to like kick them out of your head because they are not aligning with what you know to be true. And that was just a game changer for me. I have to have like tangible things to fight back the lies that swirl in my head. Otherwise, they're just going to keep swirling. And having those 3 questions of, does this affect my identity in Christ? Does this affect my relationship with Christ? And does it affect my relationship with other people? And if the answer to all 3 of those is no, then what I'm believing is probably a lie in my head. Because the reality is just because my podcast doesn't go out exactly when I want it to, or when I had planned on it, doesn't mean that I'm a failure. It doesn't mean that I'm unworthy. It doesn't mean that I'm stupid. It doesn't mean that I'm not good enough. It doesn't mean that I am broken or that I'm failing people or anything. Like, this is just something, this is something I get to do. I get to have fun with this. And I put pressure on myself to be perfect. God didn't put that pressure on me. That's not my identity. My identity is not in this podcast. It's not in anything that I do. My identity is in resting in the fact that I'm his child and that I'm loved and that I'm forgiven and that I'm redeemed. It's not that I'm perfect and that I put out a great podcast episode and that people learned something. Like, my identity doesn't sit in any of that. If it did, man, I'd be up and down all day, every day. But it doesn't. It rests in the fact that he is God and I am his created daughter whom he loves. And you are his created son and daughter whom he loves as well. And so whatever lies you're believing about the situation that you're in, whatever it may be, take the thoughts captive. Take your thoughts captive and then run them through scripture. Do they align with what God has said about you? Does it affect your identity in Christ? Does it affect your relationship with Christ? And does it affect your relationship with other people? And if the answer is no, then you need to combat that lie with truth. If the answer is yes, then you also need to combat that situation with truth. Because if you're harming your relationship with Christ or with other people, then there's repentance and restoration that needs to be done. Then you need to go to the Lord and you need to ask Him to redeem that. One of my favorite places to kind of dive into who God says we are is Ephesians. And if you've never read Ephesians, I highly recommend you go read it. Verse 13 says, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed in Christ, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, who is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory. When you heard the word of truth and you believed, you were marked and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. The old is gone, the new has come. You are a new creation in Christ. Your old identity is no longer relevant. It is your new identity. And so what does the Bible say about who we are? What is this new identity? What is this promise that we have received? Well, here's a few of them. We are beloved children of God, John 3, 1 through 2. We are chosen, Ephesians 1, 11. We are a holy temple, Corinthians 3, 16 through 17. We are created by Him, Genesis 1, 27. We are valued, Matthew 6, 26. We are His friend, John 15, 14 through 15. We are His ambassadors, 2 Corinthians 5, 20. We are forgiven, 1 John 2, 12. We are filled with purpose, Romans 8, 28. And we are redeemed, Ephesians 1, 7. These are just like a few of the things that the Bible says about us. And I encourage you to just go and really dig into what God has said about you. That is the best way to combat the lies of the enemy. Because at the end of the day, if we don't know what this says, we are not going to have anything to combat the lies in our head when they start to swirl. And we are going to end up in a deep pit of despair. And so this is our lifeline. This is who we find out who we are. This is who we find out who God is. This is everything to us. And so if you are struggling with your identity and you're struggling with just really believing that God loves you and that He created you for a purpose and that your identity is rooted in Him, if you are struggling with who He says you are, I just really, really, really encourage you to just take some time, literally Google, what does God say about me in the Bible? And go and just read those verses. And don't just read them like you're reading a nonfiction book. Read them like a love letter from your father. Like a love letter from someone who really, really cares about you. Your best friend, your mom, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband. Whoever it is in your life that you fully, fully trust. Read God's words like that. Because He is the most trustworthy person in our life. You can trust what He says about you. Just like when your husband tells you that he loves you, or your best friend tells you that she loves you, or your mom or your dad or your coach or whoever it is in your life that you love. You can trust it when they say it, so you can trust it when God says it. And so go and read this. Go and read this and find out who you are and combat the lies in your head, because they are not true. They are only going to hold you back from what God has for you. They're going to keep you stuck. They're going to keep you from reaching the purpose and the fullness of life in Christ. They are going to keep you from relationships. They will paralyze you nonstop. You have to know what this says. This is our lifeline. The enemy is going to come for you. He is going to attack you. But you want to know a really cool thing? Jesus said that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. The victory is already yours. Gates were made for defense. They were made in order to keep other people out. We are not the ones cowering behind the gates. We are the ones who are charging full speed ahead. We're not on defense, we're on offense. We're the ones who have the victory. We are the ones who have this. We are the ones who have Christ on our side. And with Him, man, the possibilities are literally endless. That's it. Y'all, the victory is ours. Why are we being afraid? Why are we letting the devil tell us who we are? Why are we letting our circumstances tell us who we are? Why are we letting other people tell us who we are? Those are the worst things you could ever, ever, ever believe. I'm like literally speaking to myself right now. This is the best thing you could ever do for your life is read and believe every single word in the Bible. So I just want to challenge you with that. And I want to leave you with one thing from 1 Thessalonians, just kind of like an ending. Paul writes, "Now may the God of peace himself make you completely holy, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept entirely blameless at the coming of our Lord Christ Jesus. He who calls you is trustworthy, and he will in fact do this." He who calls you is trustworthy. You can trust him with your life. You can trust him with your identity. You can trust him with your circumstances. You can trust him with everything. And so I just want to leave you with that today, guys, that as you go out this week, would you live in your full identity in Christ? Would you dig into the places that you feel like you don't really know who you are? And would you go and would you see what God says about you? Would you take the time to sit with your Father and really dig into where those lies are affecting, where those things that you have believed about yourself all your life, what does he say about it? Take the time, do it. He who is trustworthy is gonna show up. He's going to tell you who you are. He's going to reveal himself to you because he's a trustworthy and loving Father, and he does not want you to be stuck in the lies that the devil has placed in your head your entire life, or the lies that you've picked up along the way, or the lies of the people around you or your circumstances. He does not want you to be crippled by those things. He wants you to live in the freedom of his truth. And so go do it. It is right here. Right here. Free for the taking whenever you're ready. He is waiting. He's waiting for you. And so go seek him. Go see what he has to say. I love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me for another week. I'll see you next week.